president today touts a new plan to create jobs.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media, in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. President Obama is in Pittsburgh today pitching his jobs plan. He'll talk to the Electrical Workers Union in Steel City, and he joins his presidential jobs council in calling for $1 trillion more of overseas investment coming into the U.S. over the next 5 years. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
This is no small goal. Nancy McClernand heads the Organization for International Investment. She represents U.S. subsidiaries of foreign companies.
They're going to have to work to achieve it.
About a decade ago, the U.S. attracted more than 40% of all foreign direct investment. Today, it's about half that. And the reason? Well, according to some economists, it's because of surging growth in emerging markets, crumbling U.S. infrastructure, and an education system that can't compete. Still, there is a reason to invest here.
It's having low-cost access to the U.S. market.
Gordon Hansen teaches economics at UC San Diego. He says foreign businesses open shop in the U.S. to be closer to their customers, and upstart companies in emerging markets will want to expand.
They're going to want to have presence in other markets, and the U.S. is a place you just have to be.
But the Obama administration can only do so much. One big barrier to foreign investment, the corporate tax code, can't be changed without Congress. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are mostly mixed at the moment. We've got the Dow pretty much flat right now, down about 7 points at 11,426. But the NASDAQ and S&P 500 are up slightly at this hour. European markets were mostly lower today as people there wait on an important Slovakian parliament vote on the size of the European bailout fund. Today's vote is the last thing standing in the way of a major release of money to countries that are buried under debt. The parliament is voting now. Earnings season gets underway later today when aluminum giant Alcoa reports its numbers for the last quarter. Analysts say it's likely to be a pretty lackluster quarter for a lot of companies. We've seen some pretty big initial public offerings come out of the last couple of years, mostly online companies. But that hasn't stopped a big slide in U.S. venture capital funding, which for the third quarter dropped to the lowest level in 8 years. Mark Heeson is president of the National Venture Capital Association, and he's with us now from Boston. Morning, Mark.
Good morning.
What does it say to you that the venture capitalists have had the worst quarter since 2003?
It's a tough environment. I think that what's happening is that many of our companies that want to go public can't go public in the environment that's out there right now. And that means that our investors, colleges and endowments and pension funds, can't get a return from us. So they're very leery about jumping into the venture capital game right now.
You keep hearing about the Facebooks, though, and the LinkedIn and all those others. I mean, do those not count?
Well, you'd like to see some of these companies actually make it out. LinkedIn did, but others such as Zynga and Facebook are still on the sidelines. But really, the issue is not those high-flying kind of companies. It's the next group of companies that have been sitting in the pipeline now for some of them up to a year wanting to go public and just not able to do so because of the environment that we're in right now.
All right, so the environment's really bad. When does it get better?
That's a good question. I think that what we need to see is stabilization in Europe. I think we also need to see a Congress get its act together that brings stability to the marketplace.
You know, we hear about this lag between when investors raise the money and then when the investment comes, right?
Mm-hmm.
What does this mean for startups and new companies headed out into the next few years?
Well, what it means is that there will be fewer entrepreneurs being funded. Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing because the quality of entrepreneurs continues to get better. Instead of having as many failures as we've had in the past, with the good quality of entrepreneurs that you have and a much thinner funnel, the companies that we pick to get venture will actually be better companies, better run companies, better technologies, and actually will be able to sustain profitability over the long term.
So quality over quantity.
Absolutely.
All right. Mark Heeson, president of the National Venture Capital Association. Mark, thanks.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Harper Business, publisher of Jim Collins' new book, Great by Choice, exploring why some companies thrive despite immense uncertainty, wherever books are sold. by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Indiana University's Kelly School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
Protests continue today on Wall Street and elsewhere over big compensation and little financial oversight. But things might not be looking so good for many of those workers protesters are complaining about. The New York State Comptroller's annual report on the securities industry predicts big losses and lower pay. Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports.
The predictions are pretty grim. Lower profits, smaller bonuses, and more job losses. Thomas DiNapoli, the New York State Comptroller, says the securities industry could lose as many as 10,000 jobs by the end of next year. And that's bad news not just for the people who work on Wall Street.
Certainly going to have an impact on revenues that come to the city and the state. So it makes our already challenging budget picture even more challenging.
Last year, 14% of New York's state tax revenues came from Wall Street, and New York City got 7% of its tax revenue from the industry. The effect of the layoffs go beyond just the financial firms. DiNapoli says by his calculations, every job on Wall Street means two jobs are added elsewhere in the economy. But the reverse is also true. A job lost on Wall Street takes two from the overall economy with it. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
And finally, the Green Bay Packers are off to a great start with a record of 5-0, and they're hoping that entices a few fans to become big-time cheeseheads. The team, which is the only one in the NFL that's publicly owned, is gearing up for another stock sale to raise money for stadium improvements. Shares are $200 apiece, but if you buy into the team, don't expect any special privileges like, say, a luxury box or a big party with quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Uh-uh. There are 112,000 other shareholders. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. We're online at marketplace.org. You can check the podcast out there. And check the numbers, too, throughout the day, marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
There are economic indicators all over the place, some worthwhile, some not. So how about a few good alternatives?
The owners have either been evicted or left the home with no intention of returning to care for those animals.
I'm Kai Rizdal, Pets, the United States Marine Corps, and a couple of unmentionables. New ways to track the economy next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.